this. It's been a long week. Let's take this moment for us. I put on my favorite playlist, curated vibe, girl, you ain't even gotta say shit. And since you've been the mood now, ain't no telling what we'll do and how. Many ways I can take it down, cause you're my babe. Cause you know I know I'm the type of man that's for you. I got what it takes just to love you, baby. Cause you know I know I'm the type of man that's for you. I got what it takes just to love you, baby. The way that I make you scream and just come alive, it always feels better when I know it's mine. So make sure the neighbors can see us through the window. I heard you can blow like we're puffing on window. Tell me I'm your favorite, cause I'ma make you say yeah. I'm the type, know what you want, what you need, and what you don't. Yeah, I'm the type, give you my all, cause baby I'm the man for you. Cause you know I know I'm the type of man that's for you. I got what it takes just to love you, baby. I'm the type of man that's for you. I got what it takes just to love you, baby. Cause you know I know I'm the type of man that's for you. I got what it takes just to love you, baby. Cause you know I know I'm the type of man that's for you. I got what it takes just to love you, baby.
Yeah, I'm at. Oh, go ahead. My
fault. Well, you want to intro it?
No, hold on. Do your thing. I didn't even know you had hit the joint.
My fault. I hit the button by then. That's all good, man. What do I usually say? I'm off topic now. welcome to another installment of the Random Champs podcast. It's episode 153 in the making. I go by Jordan on the ones and twos, and on the left of me, I got my guy Javon.
Yo.
And in front of me, I got the homie AD.
What up?
Thank y'all, good people, for tuning in, listening, whatever DSP you chose to listen on. We appreciate the support more than you ever know. With that being said, fellas, how y'all doing, man? Good to see y'all. How y'all doing, man?
Chilling, man. Pretty good Wednesday night to talk about some sports.
Yeah, it's different. Wednesdays. Light, how you feeling?
Hate everybody.
There was no LOL in his voice, guys. He has a serious face today. He is not with any of the funnies. Well, hopefully he's with the funnies later. But as of now, not with the funnies.
How you doing, Jordan?
Hey, man, I'm cool, man. I'm trying not to complain. I got to go back to work tomorrow. Sick. But it is what it is.
Okay.
I got to enjoy vacation, so I ain't too mad. But, so yeah, outside of that, no complaints, G. No complaints. We did do something last week for the intro. And just because we didn't get a chance to talk about it last week, we're going to run it back one more time. And I'm talking about Brian Lee's new single, Type.
That boy, Brian Lee. Yeah, man. Fire. Shout out that man. He got a nice little joint that just came out. Came out right before Valentine's Day. I'm pretty sure it set the mood for people out there over the weekend. That boy was on his Anthony Hamilton on that thing, man.
That's real nice.
Yeah, man. He got into a real nice pocket on that joint.
Hey, man, it's up from here, dog. You gotta ride that wave a little bit. I like it, though. We need a project, though.
For sure.
You know, at least give us an EP. A little EP, to hold us over for
a
now.
A little 44-song EP, maybe.
Let's get the streets a little something, man. Yeah, the streets, man, need a little something, man.
Yeah, well, gotta pull up on the show one day, man.
For sure.
That's for sure. Yeah.
If you in D.C. or the DMV area, pull up So Far D.C.
For sure. Go see my man.
Champs gotta go see him one time.
For sure, dog. Definitely wanna go see one of them joints.
We're going to pull up on you. But yeah, man, shout out to Brian, new single or whatnot, man. His link will be in the description of the podcast, second line or whatnot, so y'all can be able to check out his page, the direct link, run them streams up, tell him the champ sent y'all. So a couple of things happened last week or whatnot. Which I want to get into first, football, basketball.
Might as well get in the main event over the weekend, man.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday, we had the Rams versus the Bengals.
And it turned out, I think, that's close as people expected it, I think. I don't know if it was as high scoring as people expected, but it definitely was pretty close. I don't think, I think the Bengals played pretty well, man.
They had the lead for a while.
They got the lead. They had was creating turnovers. Their defense showed up. It would have been nice if their offense could have capitalized off of them turnovers, which probably came back to bite them. But
they had a better line. They win the game.
For sure.
I think 100%.
It seemed like earlier in the game, they line won't doing too bad. But
First half was only one sack. Second half is when that shit hit the fan.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, early in the game, I don't remember seeing Burrow getting hit too much.
He might have got sacked maybe once or twice.
Then before you know it, it's like every other play that man was like running for his life. So they couldn't hold up after a while.
They finally had Von Miller doing a double move, and he was going from outside of the tackle into between the guard.
Oh, he doing a stunt?
Yeah, that's when started turning it up. And then they were able to do that and create it so Aaron Donald wasn't getting double teamed.
Yeah, and it seemed
the
like
the moment
after
he won't get in double team, barbecue chicken.
Yeah. And then it seemed like the offensive line just like got tired after a while. Like they couldn't hold that junk up for a full game, man. Joe Burrow, like, he almost tore his ACL at one point. Like, then speaking of ACL, you know, Odell, he got hurt. I knew it was not good when he went down. I'm like, bro, every time you see a non-contact type injury, it's like.
You know what it is.
Especially when they grabbing their knee after.
Yeah, he didn't even catch the ball.
Yeah, exactly. He had to turn to try to catch it, and his knee just gave, dog. Like,
did they say what it was exactly?
Torn ACL.
Torn?
I knew it was torn. When I see him go on the ground, he was grabbing his knee, and I'm like, nothing. All he did was turn. I'm like, it's most likely torn, dog. I was hoping for the best, but. And I see him crying and shit. I'm like, yeah, that nigga probably tore that shit, bro.
Well, at least he got a touchdown and won the game.
Yeah, he got a ring, man. He could retire right now. He got a ring. Yeah. I'm not saying he should or he's gonna, but.
At least he did something in the game.
Exactly. He did. He scored. He made an impact on the game.
Yeah, he did make an impact.
And they talked about him the rest of the game.
Exactly.
Because of that, because they knew all of the coverage was going to go to Cup now at that point.
Mm-hmm. And I think a reason why they didn't announce a lot of stuff during the game is because they didn't want to, you know, rain on the parade, probably. Cause I mean, I think everybody kind of knew, like, man, he probably tore that shit.
Bro. Yeah, he kind
of just wanted to be hopeful.
Yeah, exactly. We kind of trying to be optimistic, but it didn't look good from the jump.
And he came to the sideline with a hoodie on or whatnot. Yeah, you knew what it was.
And they took a while to actually announce that he won't come back in the game, even though he was already in like street clothes. Damn, man.
We knew he won't come back. Like, they were holding it.
It's cool, but hey, yo, shout out to Odell, man. I don't know if he's going to stay with the Rams next season. Because, I mean, they got a couple free agents they got to worry about this year, so I'm hoping they don't. But it seems like I ain't
worried. I think he want to stay there, though.
I would stay if I'm him. Mm-hmm. Like, they took a chance on him.
He'll be back, mid next season?
He probably going to miss at least a good chunk of it because he got hurt at the end of the season. So he probably going to miss at least half.
He out for a little bit.
I'm gonna say he ain't gonna come back to like week 10.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's
and you gotta think this is second torn ACL too. This ain't the first one. Second one in what, 3-4 years?
Yeah.
That's what hurt.
Yeah, it was tough.
And he tore his Achilles last year, right, or something.
So it's just like you don't want to see that.
Yeah, it's like seem like the injuries just starting to pile up on him after like a while. I don't know. He's like, Odell only 29. Like he not an old dude.
Knock on some wood if. Comes back healthy, gets one more bad injury. After that, man, hang up the cleats. Man.
Yeah. That's just how it goes, man.
Sadly. But, I mean,
do y'all see the Bengals, you know, bouncing back after this? Like, or do you feel like they're going to have, like, a slump, you know, after or a Super Bowl hangover, I should say?
I think they'll be a top team.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they'll make the Super Bowl again. Super Bowl is a hard thing to get to. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fans know if you're not one of the certain teams. You only go to the Super Bowl if you're lucky under a handful of times.
You.
It's not like you go a lot.
I kind of agree. Like, part of me honestly feels like the Rams probably have more of a hangover than the Bengals will, only because I feel like the Rams got a lot more free agency decisions. Mm-hmm. And also, they've got rid of a lot of their draft picks over the years to pick up free agents, or like not free agents, but do trades and stuff like Odell and Jalen Ramsey and
Stafford.
They didn't give up a lot. And I'm missing players that they got previous seasons. Mm-hmm. They probably had to give up
Von
picks
Miller.
To Marcus Peters.
Yeah,
like they've been doing this for at least the last 4 or 5 seasons. So they don't really have like draft picks and stuff to like replenish their roster like that. So after a while, I feel like they're going to kind of like taper off a little bit just because of they kind of mortgage their future to get a ring.
I mean, shit worked.
But it's, I mean, no, it don't matter. Finally worked.
You win. As long as you win, it's success.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like this was like kind of almost it. Like, I ain't gonna say it, but
they needed to win.
Yeah, they needed this win because no telling how long it's gonna last.
Maintain, just keep making the playoffs.
If they can keep Stafford for a while, they'll be okay. And I'm hoping they don't. But if they can keep Stafford, because I think he's under contract for at least another year.
Yeah.
So if they can keep him or like re-sign him and lock him up for a couple of years, I think that'll get open their window up or keep their window a little bit, you know, more alive. Because having a quarterback is really what matters. Yeah, and you got a solid quarterback, you're always gonna be pretty competitive.
I think Aaron Donald as well is another key piece. They need to retain him.
But I mean, what? I think he's still under contract, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not sure.
Because, you know, just because of the speculations of him coming out saying that he wants to retire or whatnot, that's the only reason what I mean by it. Because they said if they want to keep him, the last report that I seen come out said that they need to pay him or make him the highest paid defensive tackle or defensive player in the league. Because you got to think, you're able to run a lot of those defenses because you're able to create pass rush consistently. It's the same thing with what your guys are good at, the 49ers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You guys can create so many disguised coverage packages because your pass rush is so efficient. The more efficient your pass rush is, the better defenses you can play. Because you know your cornerbacks aren't going to be on an island for as long as normal. Mm-hmm. So
I can see him getting an extension. I don't know how much longer because he's still got 3 years left on his contract. So that's what I'm like.
What kind of restructure they going
to
have
to do? That's what I'm saying. He's going to have to restructure them, like maybe turn some of his signing bonus over into
capital.
Cap or like upfront money or something like that. I don't know. But
how old is he?
He's only 31. Wait, no, he turns 31 this season.
So he'll be 34 by the time his
yeah, free agent, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's going to be kind of, like, older.
He's going to have to restructure that contract.
This contract he's on now was a six-year, $135 million contract. So it's like.
Oh, yeah, broke the bank when it happened.
And he got $50 million at guaranteed. So it's like. Dang, you got a nice little bag, bro.
Hell, yeah, he did. I remember when he did.
And he had already played. Three of those years, so.
Was it that first year when he signed that contract that was from the Super Bowl when they went and lost? Was
I
that
think then? So, 2018, I think. Was it? I think it was 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the year that. Well, I think he might have still been on his rookie contract in 2018. And then he got the extension. And
probably got franchise tagged and then signed the extension.
Because I'm looking at it right now. His base salary was like not even $1 million in 18, so yeah, he probably still on the contract.
So they was gonna have to chef up some money.
Oh yeah, and you knew he was gonna get paid. Like that's why him like retiring. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised because he really don't got a lot to prove as far as accolades. Like he been defensive player of the year multiple times. Like
this is what he needed. He needed a ring.
That's all he really needed.
I think the Rams stay competitive for at least as long as Aaron Donald is on the squad.
I'm with you. Let me ask y'all something, though. Speaking of the Super Bowl, with two players that we just mentioned and whatnot, with Matthew Stafford and Odell, this is kind of new for the NFL where players can kind of create their trade destination or just, like, their trade value or market compared to, like, the NBA. You've seen it right now. We'll talk about that a little later or whatnot with Harden and Simmons and whatnot. Like, when you kind of demand a trade and you get it. The Detroit Lions and whatnot allowed Stafford to go. He said he wanted to go. They traded him to the Rams. Odell wanted to go, as y'all seen. LeBron and his father made the packages. Odell made it to the Rams. Rams win the Super Bowl. Do y'all think that's going to end up being a trade, like, going forward, like a reoccurring thing? Like, players are going to try to demand to be out, get traded to certain destinations, or at least be traded out of a bad situation to try to better their career going forward. Both of those players, I feel like, were in situations where they would both have great moments or great situations, but they were able to walk into a better situation overall.
I mean, I feel like more players will probably try to, you know, make moves or try to force their way and stuff like that, but in the NFL, it's not as easy. Especially the way the contract set up, the way the CBA is set up and stuff like that, they make it that way on purpose so players can't force it. Because that's the whole point of a contract.
True.
So it's like, it's to basically uphold it or whatever. So.
And trades, even though they're becoming more of a thing now, but trades ain't as big as a thing in the NFL like it is in the
trade
NBA.
Trade deadline week.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to let you finish.
Oh, no, you good. But I don't know, I just... I think so, but I don't think in the extent of a Harden, Ben Simmons situation. Like, Odell's situation I look at because, quote-unquote, you know, it was getting a little toxic over there. Like, the reports was coming out, X, Y, and Z, like, oh, he wants out. Baker Mayfield is trash. Odell doesn't like him as a quarterback, X, Y, and Z, versus you look at Matthew Stafford, you kind of just heard that he wanted out of Detroit. It wasn't as bad. And it was just like, all right, let's just get a man what he wants.
And he did play there, what, 12 years? So it's like.
Let's think about how many players we like or we've watched over time and they've just been on bad teams. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
It works both ways in both sports. Like, mm-hmm. you can be a prolific player. It's just in not the right situation. One person, especially in the NFL, one person can't win it. A quarterback is the most important piece, but if you have a bad line, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that's the reason why trades probably happen so much in the NBA versus the NFL, because one player can affect the team way more than one player in the NFL.
That morale in that locker room, too.
See, you have less people, so one person can affect things so much more than in NFL, where, like you said, like it's more clicks. Of a team game. So,
and then in the NFL, too, it's more of a, like you said, it's a team game. So it comes to the fact of, let's say if Odell sat out, it's not as big as a thing versus somebody like Ben Simmons sitting out for a whole damn near season.
And you're paying
just
way more money too.
So I don't know. That's for me. Like that's the difference. I think is you look at somebody like Ben Simmons who was just like, I ain't gonna play. That shit ain't happening in the NFL.
And also too, I forgot you didn't mention this. Another reason why you probably can't do that joint as far as forcing your way out as much is because your contract not even fully guaranteed in the NFL. Where in the NBA is like, regardless, they got to pay you.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, of course, Ben Simmons, he didn't get paid because he literally wasn't playing. But, like, if I'm playing or whatever, even if I'm disgruntled and stuff, like, y'all going to have to pay me, like, my contract unless you trade me.
You see players in the NFL, they want to be traded. They went out, but they're going to play through that.
Exactly. Because they only guarantee a certain amount of years. So, after this, it's like, that team can cut you maybe.
Yeah,
you don't get nothing.
Release you.
Where in the NBA, if you cut me, you still got to pay me that money, like. So it don't matter. That's why I was like, you got more leverage in the NBA, man. Just
of course,
the way the contracts and stuff set up, you're fully guaranteed. If you got owed $200 million,
you gonna get all
you're getting
that
all of it, like no matter what.
I think that's gonna that's shift Brandon a little Knight. Bit. I don't know how per se, but that's gonna shift a little bit when the next CBA thing comes about.
They either gonna have to shift it to where less guarantees, which I don't see that ever happening, or it's gonna be a penalty or some shit if you try to force your way out, or like if you, it's gonna be some type of penalty.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this will never happen again.
Wait, where you have to give up a portion of your salary or something.
Oh yeah, that'll never happen again.
Like if you mix X amount of games and X amount of time being a healthy player, we can cut you and you not get your
something. Yeah, or like you got to pay some of this money back or something like that.
It's gonna something gonna come about. But I don't know. But shout out to the Rams. Predicted them to win. Glad they won. I just didn't want to see the Bengals win. I'm just going to be honest.
I didn't either.
Too soon.
I wasn't mad at the Bengals winning, but I knew they were going to win. Too soon.
That offense just couldn't hold up in the second half. They scored legitimately the first play of the second half.
That face mask, that shouldn't have been a touchdown.
No, it shouldn't have. 100%.
It helped my parlay, though, even though I still lost.
Like, it was obviously a face mask.
Yeah.
There's no argument.
I was like, how did he get burnt like that when he looked back? Because
Jalen
Ramsey
on the
was
ground,
just like.
I was like, why is he on the ground?
But he was on the ground again or later in the game. They just didn't throw the ball to him. And he got beat. But Joe Burrow got sacked or something. So it didn't even matter. But,
questionable officiating during that game, but it is what it is.
Especially because that game was pretty quiet as far as penalties go. Until the last end.
That last drive.
I was like, oh, that's why the game was going so fast. Because we want no penalties. They weren't slowing the game down.
Yeah. At times, it didn't feel like a Super Bowl.
Nah.
It did kind of feel off.
I don't know if it's because if they was on the West and it was, you can tell it was still daytime out there.
Possibly.
But I don't know.
I think it might have been just a matchup in general.
That too, and then they're playing.
And the game got lackluster, like I said, in the second half. It wasn't as much offense. Think True. About it. They scored off the rip. The Rams kicked a field goal. We didn't see another score until the Rams scored at the end of the game. which was a 2-minute drive.
Mm-hmm. True. And even when the Rams are getting turnovers, they really weren't capitalizing on them.
Nah. So it was like a highlighted moment, but then stalled out. They would go 3 and out or got a punt at the 50 or something mm-hmm. like that. So it wasn't as fun.
Cooper Kupp showed up at the end.
Yeah. That whole drive.
Yeah.
That no look Stafford threw was nice.
Fucking Apple yeah. guarding him. Getting torched.
Why was Eli Apple on the island with Cooper Kupp?
Why is he on that team?
But who allowed that? Out of all things you did, they cooked his. Oof.
And Twitter went crazy on him.
Of course.
I mean, he deserved it. You
I didn't even know he was talking about like trash. I never saw it. That's why I was like, yo, why is everybody calling him right now?
Yo, I think Cooper Kupp had, because I keep seeing this, they say he had one of the best seasons as far as season and playoff runs.
I got to give him some. He did have one of
a wide receiver.
Yeah, ever? Yeah, he had one of the best ever.
One of the best ever?
I mean, he led the league in everything.
And was, like, really close to, like.
He almost broke Calvin Johnson's record.
He almost broke 2 records, Michael Thomas and Calvin Johnson.
But context, he did get an extra game. But still.
It's just true.
Still crazy. He led the league in everything. And then it went in the playoffs and still was scoring like every game.
Still led the playoffs in yards, touchdowns, et cetera. Won the NFL Offensive Player of the Year, Super Bowl MVP. I mean, his accolades, you got to give credit where credit
is due. The only thing I wish he would have did, though, I wish I would have seen him more on the outside.
That's a good point. I like that.
But as far as he's like Welker, but bigger, faster. Well, I don't know about faster, but definitely bigger.
I do like but he play a lot outside of numbers.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
That's
like,
true.
That's the only thing. I wish I could have seen him a little
His
more.
His footwork
outside.
Is better than Wes Welker's, too.
You think so?
I think
he's
so.
He's a better receiver than Welker.
Damn. I mean, he's more talented.
Well, I'm not trying to downplay what.
Yeah, nah.
Whatever.
I think, honestly, too, for real, I don't know if he's really better necessarily right now, but I will say that him having Matthew Stafford changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had Jared Goff and was putting up good numbers, but he won't go in.
Yeah,
I think the difference, honestly, is that Matthew Stafford throws him the ball a lot.
Oh,
like,
does.
Bro, he forces. He's like kind of like Devontae Adams. Like, he don't care. He will force Kupp the ball.
But when they was going on that little hot streak that they was on, like, people was talking about how close Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp was.
Like, you can see
on it. And off the like off the field, them niggas was like buddy. Probably,
smart.
So.
It shows.
The best way to be. If you
That's why I was so frustrated while we were playing them because it's like, bro, like, me playing them, you know, most times, yeah, I know he's going to target Kupp. I'm like, bro, like, why are we not doubling him or, like, making him go to somebody else or something? Like, that shit was getting on my nerves, bro. Like, and he scored 2 touchdowns a game. I'm like, if anybody scored, it shouldn't be him.
That's why.
When you know Stafford's going to. That's why I think they keep him in the slot, though, because it's hard to double him in the slot.
Oh, yeah, you're 100% right about
True.
That.
What's my man's They kept dropping passes and missing passes on the Rams. That was stepped in for Odell.
Oh, number 18? Yeah, he was dropping the ball. He caused the first interception.
But they said that after the game, his wife was, I wouldn't have been
Oh, Van Jefferson?
Yeah.
You talking about Jefferson?
Yeah.
Oh, I won't talk about him. Never mind.
I wouldn't have been there if my wife is in the emergency room pregnant getting ready to have my kid. Fuck the Super Bowl.
Unless they had that conversation before.
See, I thought it was Odell that his girl that was pregnant at first. That was the first headline I seen before the Super Bowl started. They kept saying Odell is going to be on his phone or have his phone on him because he said he wants to be there for when the baby is born. And then the highlight afterwards was Jefferson. I got confused like a bug. Like, I'm still lost.
No, they showed a picture and everything with him and the baby and whatnot.
So.
Damn, I'm looking at this man Cooper Kupp numbers. This man had a lot of fucking catches. God damn. He went from 92 catches to 145. No wonder this motherfucker had so many damn yards. Like 70 extra catches.
Yeah. Stafford feed you both.
Sheesh. That's like a half a season worth.
That's what I do want to
talk about. What we got next?
Let me see. Kyler Murray, Cardinals.
So Kyler Murray and whatnot came out. The first thing that, you know, the world explodes over is he ended up unfollowing all the social media accounts, anything that tied him to the Cardinals, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That happened. Everything got quiet. And then a little report came out saying that the Cardinals don't like his leadership, that he's not one of the first guys in, last guy out kind of complex. So, and then that's when, I don't have his quote, but that's when Kyler Murray came out speaking about everything for the first time. He's saying he just, you know, he just wants to be the best. He wants his team to be the best. He wants to compete, you know, et cetera, et cetera. He's not into all the back and forth or the hypotheticals or rumors.
Antics.
There you go. He said, I'm just trying to, you know, create a winning culture and just enjoy the game. Something along that nature. I don't have a quote, so do not say that verbatim, but yeah. That's how y'all feel. I think that Kyle, they had a rough end of the season. The Cardinals were on fire in the beginning. I know they lost D-Hop. After D-Hop is when everything went to hell, but it should
seem like J.J. Watt got hurt too.
Look at it. Like, legitimately, when they lost him is when they started losing everything.
Oh, no, I'm not there in Arizona, the practice facility, X, Y, and Z. But y'all are playing phenomenal. Best record in the league at one point or whatever. Up until they started losing games. So if you see, like, especially like if you're a coach, front office or whatever, you see something change, it's time to get back on track. I ain't blaming Kyler, but I don't, like I said, I'm not there. So if normally that's when, you know, the leader of the team's like, all right, y'all, we need to get in line. We need to close the season out strong, going to the playoffs strong, X, Y, Z. But like I said, I'm not there. So he could have been doing that, but I don't know if he was or not, but. I don't know. I don't see him getting out of Arizona next year. Like he'll be playing.
I feel like him and Kingsbury click too much, but I don't know if it's something with them or not. But
or the front office.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, shit, they whooped our ass this year.
They were nice this year.
Early on. But something told me they were going to flame out, though. They started out so, like, gung-ho. And like you said, once they started getting them little injuries, they fell off. They went, like, what? 2-7 in the last games or something like that. They was horrible.
They started out what, like 8-2 or something like that.
9-2.
9-2.
They were going crazy.
It got alarming. They were 9-0
when they lost to the Lions. Was when it got alarming. That's when people started really to pay attention.
That's when they won, like on the last second, last play or whatever.
Yeah.
Or no, that was the Vikings or something.
Oh, could have been.
I'm thinking of a different game. My bad. Don't mind me.
No, the Lions just beat them. They beat them.
I think I remember that.
They weren't even close. They just beat them. It was really that simple, unfortunately. But yeah, you know, it is what it is down there in Arizona. I don't really care too much, if you want me to be honest. It really doesn't affect anything that I got going on. I do find it interesting. This is my last thing I'm gonna say about that Super Bowl. But the fact that AJ Green leaves the Bengals to go to the Cardinals and then the Bengals go to the Super Bowl is awful. I forgot about that. You be forgetting certain things when it happens.
It was looking good at first because the Cardinals were doing so great.
And AJ Green didn't need to be the number one receiver.
Yeah, and then once D-Hop got hurt.
Come here.
But it's so crazy, yo. Like, it sucks. Like, that's how you know you starting to, like, get a little older and stuff. It's like receivers that we used to seeing, like, dominate.
That nigga won't dominate.
They starting to like fall. Even Julio. Julio's starting to look human, bro. That shit is like, yeah, I don't like that.
Julio don't look good. He's not going to look good with Tannehill either.
He not.
That's the another thing.
Like, bro. He'll have flashes with him, but I think it is Tannehill with him.
Tannehill just ain't, he ain't his quarterback. And thank y'all. You know, fun over the weekend. I went on Twitter just for a little bit just to see the speculation because there's a lot of Stafford versus Matt Ryan. And I had a ball reading that. That's all I want to say. It's the first time I've ever seen anybody defend Matt Ryan. Random, I know. But how did that even start?
Richard Sherman.
Yeah, Richard Sherman. He did say
something about the Hall of Fame shit.
A quarterback that I hated my whole life with the Seahawks defended Matt Ryan.
He low-key hating, though.
He is.
Like,
hating.
The nigga just won a Super Bowl. Hop off his nutsack, dog.
Honestly, if we being real, Matthew Stafford is a Hall of Famer with the Super Bowl. If you look at numbers wise,
that was the argument before even Richard Sherman jumped on. That was the argument. It was, well, if Matthew Stafford is a Hall of Famer, if Matt Ryan would have won a Super Bowl, is he a Hall of Famer? That was exactly how it came about.
Like, I can just go off his stats, bro. Like right now, he's literally 5 yards away from hitting 50,000 passing yards. He has 323 touchdowns and 161 interceptions. His completion percentage isn't bad. Like, yeah, he's having – only thing that really hurting him is probably his win-loss record, but he was on the fucking Lions.
Yeah, he was on the Lions.
But you can't look at – I mean, he one of the few quarterbacks to ever throw for 5,000 yards in a season.
But you got to look at it as well, too, because it's like –
can you want me to read off the comparison? Go ahead.
Sure.
Please get yours off.
Because you got to look at the quarterbacks in his era during his time as well, too. True. To where he wasn't making, like, these all-pro teams or Pro Bowl teams.
He had a lot of competition, man.
And the Pro Bowls were different back then. Like,
oh, yeah.
Super Bowl team plays in the Pro Bowl the week after the Super Bowl. So now you got
There's
all
no
these.
Replacements.
Yeah, it's replacement galore out here now. But
yeah,
go ahead, Joy.
I get that part.
And, like, you got to think, too, like, he only 33. Like, in a couple years, say, when he's 37, 38. If this man got damn near 70,000 passing yards, you telling me he, even without the Super Bowl, he ain't going to be in the fucking Hall of Fame?
At 70,000.
Come on, huh?
He ain't going to be at 70,000.
Fam.
In 4 years? You said how old is he?
I said.
That's 20,000. He could do it.
He could do that. Bro, you think about it, he already
5,000 a year?
He almost getting 4. Yeah, he had 4,800 this year. I'm like, yo, if he get close to 70,000.
There's an extra game now, so it's possible.
Anything is possible.
But even before the 2018-2019 season, he had like 4,000 yard season in a row. So I'm like, it ain't nothing for him to throw 4,000 yards.
That's 16, though. That's 66, not 70.
I said damn near 70.
Okay.
Damn, technical man.
Mathematics.
I said if he get close to 70,000, ring or not, that would be crazy to not put him in the Super Bowl. I mean, the Hall of Fame. Like,
I think he's there. He ain't no first ballot, of course.
Nah. I ain't saying that, but
a couple go-arounds.
He definitely could get in there if he had a couple more seasons in his belt. But I'm going to give you your
– I feel that. Oh, shit.
The comparison joint.
Let me show you. This is what – this is the exact thing of what we was kind of going over for the criteria. At least trying to show Matt Ryan his respect that he should be due, especially with the team we've had as of late. It's not like the Falcons have been any kind of juggernaut the past year, so let's just call a spade a spade. Anyways, I'm going to go down Matthew Stafford's first. Well, I'm just – actually, the first person I'm going to say is Stafford. The second number I'm going to give you is Matt Ryan.
Okay.
So Stafford's record overall is 86-95-1. Matt Ryan's is 120 with 102 losses. Stafford's passing yards is 49,995. Matt Ryan's is 59,735. Touchdowns to interceptions is 323-161 for Stafford. Matt Ryan's is 367-170. Stafford averages a 91.1 passer rating. Matt Ryan's is 94.2. Stafford has been to one Pro Bowl. Matt Ryan's been to four. And Matt Ryan has a league MVP trophy. And Matt Ryan has only been in the league 1 year longer than Stafford.
But he's played in 40 more games. Just throwing it out there.
Who, Matt Stafford?
No.
Hey, I didn't know Stafford missed Matt that
Ryan.
Much time.
Matt Ryan?
Yeah, it says games right here, 222-182.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a lot of games.
Sure is.
That's like 222 three seasons. Damn near. That's like two and a half seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So you got to take that into account as far as for totals sure. amounts and stuff. Mm-hmm. But
I agree 100%.
But as far as the accolades, Matt Ryan got him on the accolades.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like if they were closer in games, Stafford would probably have him in some of the stats. Because Stafford has always been a stat guy. He's always getting a lot of yards. And stuff.
I think right now it's neck and neck. Matt Ryan having the MVP and Stafford having the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If Stafford would have got Super Bowl MVP, different conversation, I think.
Yeah.
Because Ryan, if he would have won the Super Bowl, would have got Super Bowl MVP. It was no questions to be asked.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
I'm trying to run this thing. All
right. I don't know where you want me to go with this.
But even, like, I'm looking at these stats now. Their stats are very comparable.
They're very comparable, like, quarterbacks.
I would say talent wise, I'll give Stafford probably just because he has a better arm.
Definitely has better arm strength than Matt, especially as of now.
But he always had a better arm than Matt Ryan coming in the league. Like, that was one of the things they talked about Stafford, is that he had a cannon coming in the league. So I'm like,
I saw him in Georgia.
Yeah,
trust
like,
me.
He always had an arm. Like, that was his thing. Like,
he was playing Luda at the parade. Yeah,
shout out to Luda.
Frat Stafford. That's what they was calling him.
Frat Stafford is sick.
It's sicko. Let's move on. That's interesting.
Frat Stafford.
Why it makes so much sense.
No, some of the pictures on Twitter, and it was going crazy back in the day.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, come on, man. That man if Stafford was a, walked was past a star you, in Georgia.
If Stafford walked past you, what you think, man? What would you look at him?
What you doing later, baby?
With a red solo cup.
What you doing
and
later?
A backwards hat.
I'm having a party with my bros. Oh, no. My buddies.
Yeah, it is buddies.
Buddies.
A couple of the fellas.
Move.
What you want me to say?
But moving on to the NBA now, because ain't nothing else going on in the NFL, for real. Unless you all got something else, you know.
Hell no. Nah.
Thank you, God. The NFL shit is over.
I'm waiting for RG3 book, August 2022.
Thuzzle! All right, good people. It's been an episode.
We're about to hit our bingo card soon.
It's like, what player of all the people you had to bring him up? His whack-ass TikToks?
Oh, he see, I don't even know about it.
I just happen to see like look two at or three of them. I'm like, yo, this shit is horrible. No, I'm not a fan. I stumbled upon these joints.
Like, How the hell you stumble upon some TikToks?
We have an explore page.
On TikTok?
No, you know TikToks get posted on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Anywho. In the NBA, the big news, obviously, Harden Ben Simmons traded. Finally. We gotta hear about this shit no more.
I will say though, like once the report started coming out, Harden wanting to be traded, I was just like, I was like, where is this coming from? Like it started making sense, but it kind of was left field.
It was kind of like out of nowhere. It went from like they losing a little bit to he's frustrated to like Harden might want to be traded. Like, hold up, this.
You said he's afraid of the backlash he would receive.
Yeah,
man, shut your ass up and do what the hell you want. You want out, get out. God damn. My bad, go ahead.
No, you good. Well, anyway, you know, the trade happened on, what, February 10th? Or was it February 10th? I can't remember exactly the day.
It was, that Thursday. Because we missed it by one day.
Okay, so it was the 10th.
We were recording Wednesday talking about the speculation.
Got you.
And then the trade went through Thursday.
I like it always happens. But, yeah, James Harden, obviously Ben Simmons, they get swapped. The Nets also send Paul Millsap over. And the Sixers send back Seth Curry, Drummond, 2 first-round picks in return.
Seth Curry over there is going to be once they
get already looking good. Now.
Like you got, you already had Patty Mills, who was a good shooter. Now you add Seth Curry, who's basically like a bigger Patty Mills. Like in my opinion, that's what he reminded me of. Like as far as their play style, like
he's able to replace Joe Harris now because that's who they still missing.
Yeah, and then he might come back, right?
Yeah.
So it's like he come back. That's another shooter. Then KD come back. I was actually watching a video about Ben Simmons fitting in the Nets offense, and I was like, yo. I knew he would fit, but, like, looking at it, like, say if they run him at the 5.
Go Curry right there talking about
him. Like, bro, you got a lineup of KD, Kyrie, Joe Harris, Seth Curry. Seth Curry and Ben? Or whatever.
Who's running the 5? Nah.
Ben.
Nah,
I don't like that.
I'm talking about for the Nets.
If you playing small ball
is cool, but I don't. If you playing, I guess it all just depends on matchup.
If you playing small ball, he could definitely play your 5.
They got LaMarcus Aldridge still, and they got Andre Drummond.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They who's Young Bull?
And Blake Griffin.
I always forget Young Bull name. Yeah, Claxton cool back there, man. I mean, small ball death lineup. That's like
he's better when KD's in the.
That's what I'm saying. You got 100%. KD and all them. Put him at the 5, and then he could. Then he can focus on defense and shit, and he's already got the size.
Who are we talking about?
Ben Simmons.
No, I'm talking about Claxton. What's the guy's name? Claxton. Yeah, he's better when KD's in the game. Like,
oh yeah, agreed.
He looks better. I'll say that.
But I guess the dude said something too about he was playing saying more from an offensive perspective. And I was like, yo, actually,
offensive. That's a death lineup.
Yeah, it spaces the floor out because then Ben could just do Draymond. Do that pick and roll.
Better.
Act like he gonna roll. Somebody gonna be open.
Bro, he handled the ball like he's been playing point guard his whole time in the NBA.
So you put him at the 5, and you got all them shooters around him with KD and Kyrie.
I know. That's why I told y'all last week I didn't want it to happen. Cause I started realizing the powers that would turn.
It kind of works out better for West. Cause honestly, it was just something about Harden. Kyrie
much.
And KD, it was flawed. Something was flawed about it that they did a good job of hiding it. But that shit
all can score.
They only played 16 games together.
Yeah.
So it's not even like you really seen them.
But honestly, I think a lot. I know I always felt like even though the talent-wise, they were going to be nice as a bitch, I was like, the fit isn't bad, but it ain't really the greatest either. Because one, Kyrie do a lot of dribbling.
So does
Harden does a lot of dribbling. KD, the only one that is like, I'm going to get the ball and make a move, or I'm going to get the ball and make a pass. Like, he's not going to hold on the ball a whole lot and do a whole lot of dribbling.
He's the best playmaker.
Yeah.
Even though it should be Harden.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Harden's the best playmaker, but he just need the ball a lot to do everything. Where with Ben ain't gonna need the ball a lot to do make plays. Like, he gonna make a move and
dish transitional it or offense. Yeah, that's what he's for.
He just fit better from that standpoint because the ball gonna be in the scorer's hand. He don't have to score.
Nope.
He just gonna get in where he fit in.
And you already thought he was a lockdown defender. Now he about to go crazy because that can be his main focal point. All you gotta do is be a transitional point forward.
Mm-hmm.
So scared. I'm kind of already sensing where y'all going with this, but what do y'all think about the Sixers in this trade?
So
I feel like
go ahead, bro. I think I like the Sixers trade more when it first happened compared to now.
Yeah, it seems underwhelming now.
Yeah, in the beginning it was super exciting because you were just thinking, man, that's what Joel needed was another score. Somebody, and also, really, I keep telling you, I need to look at Tobias Harris, but that's another point. But James Harden gets to come in there and be like the prolific scorer, be the night out person. You know, even though Embiid does demand the ball a lot too, he needs his touches.
Yeah, he's not like a pick and roll player. Like
But the biggest reason of what I said about Harden is two things. One, he still don't look like he's still in the best of shape. I'm just going to call it what it is.
Yeah, he looked better, but
he's better than what he was in Houston before they traded him, but he's still big. Like, he's still not at the weight that he should be, in my humble opinion. Also creating that is he's not healthy as much right now. Like, that hamstring is bothering him the same way it bothered him last year. So when you kind of look at those fathoms, and the last one is how much money you're about to be on the hook for James Harden.
Yeah.
$47 million for this year. And then if he signs an extension, he'll be making over $55 million the next 4 years.
So this is his last year on the contract?
If he opted in.
A free agent.
Oh, he opted in?
Yeah, he should be opting in for this contract coming up to make him sign his extension. So in the long plans, Philly losing the first two round picks. They got some young boys, so they're going to still be good. But I got to see how well James Harden plays once he's fully healthy with the Sixers. But right now, it doesn't look as good on paper to me as it did when it first happened.
Wait,
I like the Nets move more as of now.
So you say he opted in?
He opted in, but then they said his paperwork didn't come through on the buzzer on time for him to be able to opt in. So I think he's going to be unrestricted at the end of the season.
Bet, okay.
At first, he wanted to opt in.
Yeah, because right here it says to 2023, he'll be unrestricted free.
He wanted to opt in. I forgot. That paperwork didn't make it at the buzzer. Gotcha. For the trade. Because, the trade happened almost at the buzzer line.
True, yeah.
So he had to send it, fax it, or whatever they do.
And that boy about to get paid.
That's another thing. So then Philly losing the two first rounders or whatnot. Granted, you're expected to be good, but you never know what those first round picks can do, whether they're late or early. Because you can find your diamonds late in the draft.
True.
You can find some in the second round if you sleep good enough. But that's my opinion if you wanted to say how you felt, Javon.
I mean, it's hard to say how James Harden's going to look with Embiid, even though you feel like it would be a match. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's going to be pretty good. But at the same time, it's just like we never seen Embiid with a ball-dominant guard. And we never seen
big? Oh, Embiid.
Yeah, we never seen Embiid with a ball dominant guard, and we never seen Harden with a big as talented as Embiid. So it's like it's gonna take them some. I mean, he had Dwight Howard, but Dwight Howard had a different type of game. Like Dwight Howard was kind of like super Clint Capela, like
super Clint Capela,
like in a way. Like they played similar style, like rim running, dunks.
And
clean up.
Howard wasn't the same player at that
exactly,
time.
Exactly, yeah.
Howard back was, issues.
And this was after he left us. So, like, even though he was still good, he was D12, you know what I mean?
D12.
Ew, why'd I say that?
I don't know.
But, yeah, like, we never seen Harden with a big man that can, like, legit post up, shoot, get his – he don't
like, he ain't throwing him the oop all the time. Like, this is –
yeah, like, he can literally just get him the ball and, all right, do your work. So –
it's going to create, like, it's going to come times where you're either going to double Harden or you're going to double Embiid, and you might just be paying all night.
Yeah.
Especially if both of them is, don't let both of them be on. If you can take both of them out of the game, you have a pretty good chance of winning. But how likely is that? Not likely.
Yeah. The Sixers, It was rough for them to lose Curry because Curry is what kind of carried them in the playoffs last year, if y'all really remember. But to be able to keep Tybalt and Maxey was the greatest thing the Sixers could have at least
and
did.
And Tobias Harris still.
Yeah, that's a good piece Tobias to me is still the X factor. He's the one that's got to hit his shots when he's called upon. Sometimes you don't need to be the number one or number two option, but you need that player that can bail you out and get you a bucket. Those are very important players on your team that you don't really realize it, that may only shoot 6 to 10 shots or something like that nature, mm-hmm. but every shot they shoot matters.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Especially like when they end the game late.
In the game late, Harden needs a breather, or Embiid needs a breather. Harden been getting double teamed. We need a bucket. It's a situation they might be going on a run. The other team might be going on a run. We just need – oh, did he fall?
He did drop.
But, yeah. How you feel about the trade? Like, or at least how you feel about the Sixers portion or the Nets give you
– I think the Nets, when they're fully healthy, will be a better team. But I think both are dangerous in the playoffs. But – I've been thinking lately, I still think Milwaukee might be the team to beat, especially the way Giannis has been playing lately. Milwaukee is still the team to beat in the West because once they get rolling and Giannis is
– he had 50 last night.
Being Giannis –
easy.
Watch out.
No, but, I agree with that for
but,
sure.
But I like the Nets look, but I don't know. I just don't like Harden's game, so – that just is what it is.
I think his game just takes too much fucking dribbling, dog.
It's a lot of dribbling.
And it ain't like, Kyrie do a lot of dribbling, but Kyrie actually is like attacking.
He's doing something.
He's attacking when he's dribbling. Like, where Harden just like, he's just dribbling.
He's just faking you.
Like, he's trying to like lull you to sleep type dribbling. I'm like, bro, do something with the ball, bro. Like, and then he be doing all he want to do jump backs.
Time,
I mean, jump backs. Step backs and stuff all the time. It was like.
Y'all see Embiid step back?
Yeah, that shit was disgusting.
They said one practice from Harden already rubbing off.
He was like, yo, I never tried this one before. Let me see. He did this a bunch today. Let me see if I can
do this.
Hey, bro, how I go, bro?
Big feet ass. That don't work for you.
Celtics been on a tear lately.
Yeah, they've been balling lately, man.
Can we, before we, yeah, they have, though. Adrian, you don't have to speak on it if you don't want to.
I'll speak on it.
Good. Also, another trade happened at the trade deadline, if you would like to walk us into that.
Oh, yeah, we got Porzingis. Eh. The trades we made, I mean, I get why we made the trades because I was watching something on Twitter. It was a video of Davis Bertans. Told you that nigga was getting out of here.
You said that.
You did.
Traded that nigga. So he was doing like a little press conference, and he was saying that there was times all throughout the season when niggas is – I wouldn't say he was complaining, but he said people were always demanding or wanting more minutes, more playing time, bigger roles. And I said that the episode before, I was just like, especially with us having a newer coach and all these people coming back from injuries like Rui and Thomas Bryant, we had too many bigs in a sense. And it was just like Bertans won't even play, even though he won't play well, but it was just like we didn't have the minutes to We had a bunch of good role players who all was like, because especially with inconsistent lineups, one night, let's say, let me think of somebody, Montrezl Harrell go off, he'll have like 20 and 15 or something like that. Then the next game, somebody else will go off and have a good night. Kuzma. Now you got to – Kuzma go off. So now you got to, like, pick and choose. Like, damn, who do I give these minutes to? Because everybody's playing great, but it's just, like, with inconsistent lineups with, like, Spencer Dinwiddie, now 1 minute somebody else is starting and they're getting the flow of other teams and stuff like that. I don't, like I said, lineups was trash. Still kind of are. Bradley Beal's out for the season. I don't care. Spencer Dinwiddie – I liked him at first. I'm glad you're gone. Mm. Bertans, I'm so glad you're gone. The one that hurt me the most is Montrezl Harrell, though, man.
Yeah, he went to the Hornets, too.
And I think he was one of those, like, locker room people issue type things. Because when he got traded, I think it was kind of blindsided. And
yeah, nobody kind of saw that.
Didn't thank the Wizards or anything like that. At least from what I saw, he kind of was just like, oh, cool. Hey, Charlotte, let's work. That's kind of was his mentality. So it is what it is. At this point, we might make a play-in spot and get bounced in the play-in tournament, whatever, however. I don't – look, checked out the season. I don't care. We can win. We can lose. I don't give a fuck.
Heard and understood, my boy.
I hate everybody.
Appreciate you chiming in and giving us the Wizards Insider intake, though. Yeah, no, we needed that.
That sound rough.
I'm glad you were able to get that off your chest.
Hey, man, at least y'all was able to make a trade.
Man, a couple. Look, it feels better me knowing that I was right about my team. Like I said, too many lineups and rotation problems and stuff like that. We just couldn't figure it out. So.
I feel you, man.
Something had to be done.
Because we started off hot.
Y'all did, though.
Y'all started off blazing.
Boys won't joke.
I be forgetting how good y'all started off now. Like,
Wizards won't joke the first quarter of the season. Them boys was hooping.
The thing is, it was like every, like I said, everybody was playing good. One game, somebody's playing good. The next game, somebody's playing good.
I was about to say, that was without Bradley Beal even playing good at the beginning.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was in and out the lineup.
It is what it is. But,
you want to talk about your lack of trades? Or you want to move on to another topic?
I'm not talking about it. Okay. We ain't do nothing.
I heard. Move
they
forward.
They still losing.
Before we are we done with trades or?
That was really you the got something. Main go for it, man.
Nah. So basically, this ain't nothing with trades. Mm-hmm. So like I said, I think I might have told one of y'all before off mic, or did we talk? I don't know if we talked about this on mic before. We might have. Let me know if we did. But basically, I was watching. I was watching a basketball game one when we did the spaces that day, and Stan Van Gundy was commentating, and he was basically saying that he wishes that the NBA will make some type of rule about these take fouls on fast breaks.
I don't remember you must talk about it with Jordan.
Not me.
I don't know.
But I'm interested.
Yeah,
so
I'm interested.
A lot of times, and we see this a lot, he was basically saying, like, and you see it like every single NBA game you watch, you'll see this shit. At least a couple times a game. The most exciting part, or one of the most exciting parts of the game of basketball is the fast break. You get highlights, you get dunks, alley-oops, X, Y, and Z. But teams really just get a bailout every time they're able to just, if it's not a clear path foul, they can just foul and stop the momentum of the play and everything like that. I agree with him because he's saying this should be some type of rule to, like, get rid of that in today's game. I think what they should do in that situation is kind of like treat it like a clear path foul. Like, if it's not like – it's hard to kind of like manage that, though. But so I do feel like something needs to be done because it could be a fast break that's getting ready to happen. And then you just go ahead and just foul the person who's getting ready to break for a fast break. And it's just like, that shit is corny.
I feel like it should be one of the things that if you – I don't remember exactly what a clear path foul is. I can't remember, but I don't know if you take one or two free throws.
Take two.
Two. Maybe it's like a one free throw.
It's either
type
two
thing.
Or one and you get the ball back.
I think it's two and you get the ball back.
Yeah, they treat it like a
I think it's two and you get the ball back. But I would treat it like not click, like a clear. I'd say one getting the ball back. If it ain't clear path and you foul on a fast break, that's one shot ball.
I can see if it's like not a basketball play. Yeah. And it's in like if you just standing still and you just foul just to
I'm talking about
stop
you
the play.
Yeah.
Like, if you sprint down the court and you get fouled, come on, man. Like, all right, you should get, like, a point.
Because it can be dangerous as well, too, like, in a sense. Like, you got one person taking off for full speed and the other person just trying to foul just to stop the play. Mm-hmm.
You got a point. That's big with momentum.
And it's literally, like, somebody, he'll pass it literally in the middle of a pass, passing the ball, and he's getting fouled. And somebody's right there getting ready to dunk the ball, and it's just like –
But yeah, that's the biggest thing, momentum. Like you said, like that's stopping like a game changing play. Like, say, what if your team losing? Y'all on a like 8-0 run. All of a sudden, you get a fast break. That's more momentum right there. All of a sudden, you just get fouled. Like, all the momentum you trying to build kind of like it's still there, but it ain't quite the same if you would have finished
slow
the
game
dunk
down
on the other end or something.
Think about like the crowd. The crowd feeds off of that kind of energy. That's why I will tell you, that's why college works. Not why it works, but fast break offense is huge in college basketball.
Yeah.
That fast break let a oop happen or a reverse dunk, you know, just something like that.
Well, you got to think, too, college is way slower, too. So that fast break is even more important, too. Cause like,
that's true.
College is way more half court and slower game than
NBA. Especially because of how long that shot clock used to be, too. 35 seconds?
That's a long time just be passing the ball around.
I just don't like the bailout of bad defense. It's just like you're not even attempting to play defense. You just want to foul just so you can – Nah, nigga, go play some defense. Like, or you turn the ball over, that's
triangle
your fault
block the shot.
For turn the ball over. Yeah. Go play defense.
Go
get
a chase down block.
I like that. No, I agree with that.
I've heard him say that before, too. And every time I've heard him mention it, I'm like, I wouldn't be mad at that rule at all. Are you looking at the Bulls?
That's just my – I just don't like it, man. That's it.
Yeah, no, that was good to bring up. I agree. That definitely – they need to implement something. Figure it out. I agree with that.
And in a sense, too, it would just be more exciting to watch because, like, now, like, versus back then, like, even, like, 6-10 years ago, like, watching people like DeAndre Jordan or Blake Griffin or the High Flyers during that time run a fast break with their teammate – you knew something crazy was about to happen. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like Giannis getting ready to do a fast break. They wrapping him up and fouling him. I'm just like, yo, come on, man.
And Giannis has some crazy-ass windmills on the fast breaks.
And you never know, like, with one of these young boys, that how athletic these boys are now, let one of them get a breakaway. That might create something for them.
Mm-hmm.
That highlight can put
you. What John Morant be doing? Shit.
That highlight can put you in an All-Star game weekend.
Yeah.
It can. Yeah. Like, you never know. Like, or you might do that, and you might make a headline for Bleacher Report, ESPN, or something of that nature. Now they're looking at you a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, well, maybe we might give him a couple more minutes if he a highlight maker, especially if you're on a bad team. Think about a bad team.
This guy can get the crowd involved.
There you go. A bad team needs one player to keep them, because as we just spoke about with Blake Griffin, remember, the Clippers was garbage when Blake Griffin got there. But he was a highlight reel every night.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter. They sucked. They were bad. But he was a highlight waiting to happen.
He made them back fun to watch.
In the Timberwolves, you see LaVine hit a break. Oh, he about to do something
He's
crazy.
He's taking off.
That's kind of how the Timberwolves is with Ant last year.
Yeah.
You knew some shit crazy was going to happen because Ant was postering.
He was postering, folks.
Wait, when they played the Raptors, he caught, bro? They was trash then, but that dunk was might have been the dunk of the year.
And right? That rose his stock up. Yeah. Everybody respected Anthony Edwards. Everybody kept talking about him. So I agree. I like
I just think it takes away from the all in all, it just takes away from the game of basketball.
It does.
I'm with you.
Totally agree.
Got me wholeheartedly. What we got next, Easy?
Only thing I really got left to say, I mean, LeBron, it's unofficial, you know, but he passed Kareem for the most points all time, including playoffs, which I didn't even know that was a thing because it wasn't really talked about like that, honestly.
Nah.
Because it was, like I said, it ain't an official
ESPN
thing.
Stat.
It is kind of easy. But still, the fact that he combined, he has all-time like points is like, damn. And he did it in like 100 less games.
I will say Kareem did play a lot of basketball too, though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because them niggas was in the playoffs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
With Milwaukee or with
Showtime.
But yeah, I think LeBron's still like 1,800 points behind like officially, so he still got a little ways to go, but yeah, that's a mile. That's just like a one that man had been in the league a long time.
And
two, he didn't score a lot of fucking points.
Is he two or three?
Who?
LeBron.
He's three.
He's three. So he's behind Karl Malone.
Karl Malone and Kareem.
Gotcha.
And it's crazy because we knew how great LeBron was. We knew how great he was going to be. But seeing him score this many points is like, hold on. Because you look at those top two spots, like, these shouldn't be broken anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. But he has a realistic chance.
LeBron is walking it down right now.
Yeah, I think, too. He's been healthy for most of his career.
Oh, that's the thing. I tell people that all the time. Like, bro, you don't realize, like, this man ain't really missed much time. Like, he's just starting to get to the point where he's getting, like, little injuries and stuff that's, like, knocking him out 15, 20 games or something like that. But throughout his career, for the most part,
He was in perfect health, shape, and condition all throughout his prime.
Or even if he did get hurt, it seemed like he would maybe miss a game or two. Like, he'd roll his ankle or something, miss a game or whatever. And then, shoot, I've seen time he rolled his ankle in a game. I'm like, yo, that didn't look good. He like, doing all this stuff.
Come
on. And then he'll, like, kind of he'll limp it off. And then next thing I know, he dunks it. I'm like, yo, you just was, like, gripping the shit out of your ankle. And I know he can be dramatic at times, but sometimes that junk do be looking like, yo, like,
is he really hurt? Tighten that shoe up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A little tape on.
Tape on.
It's like, yo, he's been durable as hell for his career.
Which is rare. That's a rare thing.
Yeah. Especially for a superstar. Like, every superstar I can think of at least has some type of – maybe besides, like, James Harden might be the only other, like, durable – at least for the majority of his career, he's been very durable till like he got to the Nets and stuff. That's when he started having like little hamstrings and like stuff like that for the most part. But like, that's a blessing for real. For like most of these superstars, at least missing a season here and there. Like Katie, Rustin had knee injuries.
Steph
then had his time. Clay, I mean, I wouldn't say he's superstar, but Clay had his time. Kobe had his injuries. T-Mac. MJ missed the season.
T-Mac
got the back issues. Russell got, I mean, I said Russell already, but Derrick Rose.
Embiid was hurt a lot.
This has been a lot
trust
of
the
like
process.
Superstar Kawhi, PG.
Yeah.
Think about it. Every star that had at least like one kind of like bad or significant injury. That
Derrick Rose.
You already said Rose once, man.
Oh, he did.
We ain't got double down.
Did you say Derrick Rose?
I did say Derrick Rose.
Yeah, he said it. I heard him. Okay. It made sense the first time, Adrian.
You did say Derrick Rose, right?
Yeah. And he said Gilbert, so shut up.
Really? Ooh.
I thought about Gilbert, though.
John Wall, Gilbert Arenas.
Bradley Beal next somewhere. I'm saying, oh, this is my guy.
I don't care.
Next. That's now. No, it is now.
Oh, yeah.
That's the reason why I didn't say that.
I forgot he's
here. Yeah, bro. Exactly.
This man on Twitter talking about he want to own a piece of franchise in St. Louis. Nigga, you ain't got shit else to do, huh?
I mean, he got money now, man.
He had money.
Yeah, but he want to get back to the community.
To the streets.
You from
all
St.
Of a,
Louis.
All of a sudden, a week after the surgery.
That thing of Hal from Ez, bro. He just thinking about shit.
He won't be up for lunch.
He got time to really think about it now. He hurt. He ain't got shit else to do. He can't even train.
Nope. He can run.
He can. I was gonna say he can run.
Ooh.
Working on
the
other hand.
You can do when you running, especially with like a treadmill. You like you.
Nigga,
you on your phone?
He already done made his kids, so he like
exactly, man. He done already put about three in the oven.
Smart too, by the way.
I was about to say.
Man, I'm back. I forgot. Bite.
Don't
shoot the club up.
He said, oh, you got national attention and exposure.
Oh, you thought you were going to change the name of this club? Shooting it up again.
You thought you were going to leave.
Oh, you thought you were going to get new management? I don't think so.
Rock Nation was calling?
I'm going to give you the Rock Nation. I'm signing off. I'm sorry, man.
Andrew went with the funnies at the beginning.
I know. I'm sorry. Valentine's Day just passed. It's nasty. But yeah, we getting out of here, I think. Or unless we got some else shit to talk about.
All-Star weekend is this weekend. Who y'all got winning?
I'm about to say I'm going West. I forget there's no more fucking East-West. Can we go back to East-West, man?
I'm going KD, same.
I like Team LeBron.
I'm going KD because he has LaVine, right?
Oh, what time we at? I can't remember. Somebody got DeRozan. Somebody got LaVine. I know they're not in the same team.
I think LeBron got DeRozan.
I think LeBron does have DeRozan. He got Luka, Giannis.
LeBron got all the like big names, like Chris Paul.
He got all the older people. Look at it.
James
Other
Harden.
Than Garland.
Yeah.
Other
he got
than
Jokic,
Garland.
Too. Yeah.
Well, Giannis, but.
Giannis ain't young, though.
Yeah, Giannis ain't like big.
I still don't like Fred VanVleet is a fucking all-star. That shit baffles me.
I wonder how Siakam didn't make it.
Because Jared Allen made it.
Yeah.
Looking at Siakam numbers, though, I'm like, yo, Siakam low-key kind of got snubbed.
Who's in the before? What time we at? Where we at?
103.
Who's in the three-point contest?
All I know is LaVine's in it, but give me a second.
I don't even know. I don't know shit about the three-point contest. Like
dunk contest, I know it's Obi Toppin.
Three-point contest?
I
think Cole Anthony.
Let's see. All right, you got C.J. McCollum, Trae Young, Zach LaVine, Desmond Bane, Karl Anthony Towns, Fred VanVleet, Luke Kennard, and Patty Mills. Sorry, that cat one threw me off a little bit.
I'm going Luke Kennard, man. Dookie right there. You already know. He probably won't win, but fuck it.
You know I'm going with the hometown. I'm going with LaVine. I hope he played better this year.
I'm going to go with VanVleet.
Garbage. That nigga gonna be ousted in the first. He gonna get 13 in the first round.
Watch the nigga get 20.
He gonna get fucking 13. He gonna miss all the money balls except one.
That's nasty.
Get this nigga out of here.
I don't know, man. The only reason I'm going with him because I be looking at his stats sometimes. That nigga do be going crazy from the 3-point line sometimes. Like I was looking at him, he had like four games in a row. He got like 5 or 6 threes. His shooting percentage might not be that great, but he killing them from the line.
Who else shooting threes in Toronto?
Shit, him, Siakam.
Siakam OG. Shouldn't be shooting threes.
OG a newbie.
I like him.
OG my dude, man. I wish he was on the, we need him on the Lakers. Yeah. He's a 3-and-D player that's young.
Yeah. I understand, man.
Moving on.
We got the dunk contest as well. Cole Anthony, Juwan Anderson, Obi Toppin, and Jalen Green.
Give me Jalen Green.
That's what I want to.
I feel like Obi going to disappoint.
I'm going to go Cole Anthony.
I ain't never picking that nigga.
Why not?
He went to UNC.
Oh, I'm about to say, it got to be something else. I'm like, you can't be saying that nigga ain't no bunnies. Cause I was about to pick Jalen, but I'm going to go with Cole. Because he's the only other dude I feel like that might give Jalen some comp.
It's going to be the first time since he's been in the league that Jalen Green has been on this big of a stage.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because
with them bum-ass Rockets.
And it's not like he really playing that well with the Rockets. I mean, you could tell he's still very, like, inexperienced and, like, just raw as a player. But he got a lot of talent, too, at the same time.
Hey, my bad. Who y'all pick for the All-Star game?
Team LeBron.
I got LeBron.
Okay. My bad. I'm just trying to write it down.
Are you good?
Respect. I ain't going to be watching any of this bullshit.
I'm really not even thinking about the All-Star
weekend. I don't care
about
it at all.
Like, if I happen to be around a TV and it's on or something, cool. I'll watch it. But I ain't going to go out my way.
Y'all know how sad that is?
Yeah. I remember at one point, All-Star weekend, I used to be looking forward to that shit. Like, I'm watching dunk contests. I'm watching all that shit. Nah, I don't give a.
I'm going to watch.
I think because
Luda performing.
Which part?
I think Saturday or Sunday.
We out here. Luda was out in the press box when Champions came on or whatnot. They played that during the Super Bowl.
I don't want to see if Bone Thugs and Harmony are not fucking out there, bro.
Cleveland. Man, it's going to be. Nah, they can't have them niggas out there.
They got to have my man Ray Cash got to be out there.
Yeah, fucking right.
Hey, what? Bubba my music.
What? It ain't my nigga Ray Cash.
Best you going to get
I'm
is Cuddy.
I'm a pimp in my own fucking mind. What? Come on, man. Ray Cash?
They're going to have Cuddy out there.
Ray Cash?
He can't come out there.
Yes! No, I'm a pimp in my own fucking mind. That used to be my song in the day.
Yeah, what'd you just say?
I'm a pimp.
No. How long ago was it your song?
Back in the day.
There you go.
Bro. We can bring old ass Mary J. and Eminem and all these other old heads. Why we can't bring a hometown legend Ray Cash out there?
Because they have a catalog.
Man.
Ray Cash
can give y'all give
us two and a half.
He can give us 2 minutes of hits.
That's what I just said.
That's cool. That's all you need to throw. Pimp in my mind and. Bumping My Music.
I don't even know that second song. I know Bumping My Music. I don't know the other song.
The first that was his
about.
First song.
Man, if he come out there
Which
with
one?
A big boom
the Pimpin' My Mind
Bumping
shit.
My Music, they go boo him.
You don't remember Pimpin' My Mind, bro? Wow. I'm going to play
just
that. I'm play it off the mic.
Music. That's the only shit I know. Music.
Yeah, I'm going to play that off the mic. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do. I got to see my man Stally out there, though.
So we're going to put Stally out there, but we're not going to put
Yes!
I've
already told you.
I'm off this shit, bro. We don't want to put Stally over Ray Cash.
Yes.
Get out of here.
He's with Ross and MMG.
Man, he didn't give us Bumping My Music. Fuck out of here.
I don't care.
What memorable song Stally got?
I'm just bumping my music.
Exactly. Exactly. Put my nigga Ray Cash out there, man.
Hey, I'm dying, dog.
I mean, he ain't got no fucking classic. God damn. Y'all going to stop disrespecting my man.
I'm just keeping it honest. Man. What do you want me to say?
That
you ask a parent.
That should be the intro
Mary,
song.
Mary J and Eminem and shit. Hey, you talking about some Ray
This
Cash.
Man, 50 Cent.
I don't know what he looked like right
this
now.
This man, 50 Cent swinging from monkey bars and shit.
That was nasty. His voice was awful, in my opinion.
That shit was funny. You saw the video where he let up, where he actually climbed and hung upside down?
Like behind the scenes where you see him walk up and like grab and shit and like hanging and he started rapping and whatnot. Then they show Snoop.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. It ain't L.A. It's Snoop. Why is this even, like, being taped?
I have time. LOL. Get up on my face.
Why is this even being recorded?
I didn't even see, what's the name, Neil?
Oh,
I didn't see that either.
I was watching,
Dr.
Dre
doing the piano. I was just like, this nigga nice with the piano.
He was going crazy.
I was like, is he really doing it? He's like, I said, oh, damn.
I mean, it's Dr. Dre, bro.
But
I ain't gonna lie. I think a lot of people was kind of caught off guard by him like being on the piano.
I won't pay a lick of attention.
Why
was
he in the Black Forces though?
He had to. He can't wear white because he always wears white forces.
He do always wear white forces.
So he can't wear white forces with that outfit.
True. It is a lot of black.
Recent divorce.
Oh, yeah. He on Demon Time.
He on Violence.
Damn.
Yeah, Violence.
Yeah. He been listening to a lot of Future lately.
He looked happy out there, though.
Go on, fuck a nigga, get it over with.
Tell Steve Harvey, I don't wanna.
Come on. Don't let me get into my bag.
That nigga said hundreds of baddies. It's hard to choose one.
Come on. You can fuck a nigga life up by trying to fuck a nigga wife once. Don't get me started. Hey, yo, hey, bro, I got bars for you.
Hey, that nigga Future sick.
Wow, that's a wild boy.
That's the gospel.
Listen, man.
I just asked a question.
Hey, man.
You want me to
I'm
say?
Not saying it's a gospel.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
He's got a lot of memorable quotes.
He's
so.
A very quotable person. He get me through some times.
Yeah, when you
get them bars off.
When you got to be on your demon time, he's the perfect person to go listen to.
You need to put the Scully on.
Like when you and you might be feeling a little off in your feelings. Don't listen to a little Future, bro. Yeah. Yo.
Next time I'm on that,
I'm gonna give you.
When you hate everybody,
yeah.
When you hate everybody, go get some Future in your life, bro.
I said, I remember when the chick left me when thought I was average. I went inside the attic and got the count.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Somebody close up.
Look, man. I don't know nothing about this Future talk they talking.
That's the Drake joint.
That's because honestly, Future be hurt as hell in them songs, but he help you get through the hurt.
Cause you feel it.
It's like I'm hurt for that bitch.
It's on demon time.
Fuck this bitch, she broke my heart.
Come on, man. Get me outside. That's
all right,
funny. We
got it. Yeah, that's good.
I'm about to go into a bag now. I don't need to go into on the Brandon Chance podcast. Hey. On another podcast, I'll go into that bag.
Hey, man.
But I ain't got one. Come on.
You can't go wrong with Cody and Crazy.
Come on, Javon.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm off. Why?
I'm off. I'm just saying.
Gosh. I'm trying to get, you know what? It's cool. Hey, Light.
What's up?
We allowed to let something out the bag, or we gonna keep that on hush mode? You told me something that I got super hype about off mic.
I'm joking.
This nigga is crazy.
Holy shit. That was a bomb. What?
Hey.
We cutting that, but.
You could just do the rewind thing. We cool.
He kind of killed the momentum. I had the momentum. It's kind of gone now.
Sorry, I didn't
know. Hold on.
I know it was like that. Right, yeah.
So off mic, me and Light was talking today earlier because I hinted at something that I said I wanted that I've actually asked for who knows for how long at this point. But he confirmed to me that he is going to make my wish come true. So I would like for him to speak on it because by the time y'all good people, maybe. Go.
Out now. When you listening to this episode, new playlist out. Electro Wave Part 5, number 5. Yeah.
We back outside, and I'm gonna talk to him off mic. While we here, would you like me? Cause I can make this episode come out tomorrow. Then we can have the spotlight for you Friday for your playlist. Choice is yours.
We do normal stuff that we normally do. What you mean spotlight?
So Friday could be your day for the playlist, so it won't be with the podcast and the playlist. I'm sorry,
I don't trip about that. Okay. I think it kind of helps. It's like, you know, both.
This is off. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Say less.
Play off each other.
Intermingled a little bit.
Just trying to make it work for both parties. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Just want you to have your shine, baby. But yeah, man, new playlist out now. New single out now by Brian or whatnot. Like I said, link in the bio of the intro song for the past two episodes, man. Y'all tap in and tune in, man. All my people do dope shit. Heard? But that's it for us, good people, man. Episode 53 now in the books.
Yurt.
Go on.
I'm from New York. Yurt. I'm not bad.
Hey, yo, delete that from your vocabulary. Hey, yo, yeah, never say that again.
That was disgusting.
That nigga said yurt.
He said yurt.
I don't even know if I said it like he did.
You said yurt.
I ain't like it. I won't feel it.
But I'm keeping it in.
Hey, stick to the DC lingo.
Oh, well. Yes.
Yo, you don't even say your DC lingo like you used to, man. Who have you become?
I'm me.
I mean, when AD Light, when I first met him, he would be saying all the nice DC lingo and whatnot. That nigga ain't DC no more, man. He's an imposter, guys.
He's a big fat phony. I know who he is. He's a big fat phony.
Stuff not even jive tough to him no more. All right.
All right, good people, drink your water.
He just glared at me.
Sanitize your phone. Enjoy All-Star Weekend. Be safe. Omarion still out here dancing. Be careful. That's all I got, man. I'm out of here. Peace.
Okay.
Bye.
Listen to some Future.
For sure.
Adrian gonna have Future on his playlist.
Yeah.